This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. All this week, our special report is called Consumed, looking at whether we can afford the consumer economy. Before we can figure that out, we need to know how we got here. It may have a lot to do with the quest for profits sooner rather than later. It's an article of faith that businesses exist to maximize what's called shareholder value. Shareholders are, after all, the owners. But Lynn Stout, distinguished professor of corporate and business law at Cornell, says there's a big problem with that. Dr. Stout, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Now, we're taught that capitalism is all about shareholder value. What's wrong with a fierce focus on just that?
This is a kind of new idea that was actually invented by professors. Historically, it's not, in fact, been what capitalism is all about. It's pretty new. And what we're seeing is that it's actually not working out very well because it encourages companies to focus relentlessly on the short term.
What happens to, for instance, consumers when the focus is on shareholder value in a narrow sense?
Two bad things. The first thing that happens is that when managers are focusing on share price, it's very hard for companies to actually be innovative. Instead, they focus on gimmicks and marketing and things that can get short-term profits. The second problem that short-termism poses for consumers is that, obviously, when companies are trying to cut costs, what's going to happen is they're not going to invest in their employees. They're not going to invest in customer support. They're not going to invest in improving their products the way they should if they actually want to generate good customer service and good products.
What happens, though, if somehow we could change the culture and businesses would take a longer-term view? What comes of that?
Well, I think we could expect, among other things, not only that corporations will perform better for their customers, for the nation, and for their employees, but they're going to do better for their shareholders. The life expectancy of a Fortune 500 company has declined from 75 years back at the beginning of the century to less than 15 years today. And I think that's a pretty obvious symptom of what happens when you're pressuring managers to try and get that share price up at all costs, even if it means taking on enormous risks and not planning for the future. It's that ability to make long-term plans and investments that ultimately produces very good returns.
Lynn Stout is author of The Shareholder Value Myth, How Putting Shareholders First Harms Investors, Corporations, and the Public. Professor Stout, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, David.
Later today, Marketplace and Consumed take a look at something we've all experienced but may not have examined closely. It's called the upsell. You know, when you go in to buy a AA battery and they try to sell you a whole house multi-zoned audio system. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.